Newt Gingrich's landslide victory in South Carolina last Saturday has shaken Mitt Romney's perceived frontrunner status. That's forcing Romney to go on the offensive. Romney laid into Gingrich several times last night, attempting to connect him to the failings of the mortgage lender Freddie Mac.
You were hired by the chief lobbyist of Freddie Mac, not the CEO, not the head of public affairs, by the chief lobbyist of Freddie Mac. You could have spoken out a way to say, these guys are wrong, this needs to end, but instead you were being paid by them. You were making over $1 million at the same time people in Florida were being hurt by millions of dollars.
Clearly frustrated, Gingrich responded that Romney's attacks were false.
It is not correct, Mitt. I'm just saying this flatly because you've been walking around this state saying things that are untrue. It is not correct to describe public citizenship, having public advocacy as lobbying. Every citizen has the right to do that. I did on behalf of Medicare, I did out in the open, publicly, and that is my right as a citizen.
Several of the questions last night focused on Florida-centric issues, such as offshore drilling in the wake of the BP oil spill. Rick Santorum defended continued drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, despite the risks.
It is absolutely essential that we have as much domestic supply of oil, that we build the Keystone Pipeline, that we create the jobs that would create and provide oil from domestic sources. Pipelines that run on the floor of the sea or pipelines that come through America are the safest way to transport oil. It is tankers that cause much more problems. Pipelines are the safe way. Building those rigs, piping that oil into our shore is the best way to create a good economy for the state of Florida.
Both Gingrich and Romney came out in favor of ending subsidies for big sugar. The politically influential industry often gives heavily to political campaigns in Florida. Romney quickly deflected the question and focused blame for the state's dire economic condition on President Obama.
My view is we ought to get rid of subsidies and let markets work properly. But let's step back for a second and talk about what's really going on in Florida right now. And you both know what's going on here. There are a lot of people in Florida that are hurting. You got a lot of homes underwater. This president came into office saying he'd turn this economy around, and everything he has done has made it harder for the people of Florida. We have 25 million Americans out of work. In Florida, 9.9% unemployed. We have 18% of our people in this state that are underemployed. Home values, 40% are underwater. This president has failed miserably the people of Florida. His plans for NASA, he has no plans for NASA. The Space Coast is struggling. This president has failed the people of Florida. We have to have a president who understands how to get an economy going again.
There were very few surprises from Ron Paul last night, after leaving his options open about running outside the Republican Party if he fails to win the GOP nomination. Dr. Paul went on to define conservatism for his opponents.
I think that the problem is nobody's defined what being conservative means.
Go ahead.
And I think that is our problem. Conservatives means we have smaller government and more liberty. And yet, if you ask what have we done, I think we've lost our way completely. Our rhetoric is still pretty good. But when we get in charge, we expand the government. You talk about Dodd-Frank, but we gave him Sarbanes-Oxley. We gave debts as well, when we're in charge. So if it means limited government, you have to ask a basic question. What should the role of government be? The founders asked that question, had a revolution, wrote a constitution. And they said the role of government ought to be to protect liberty. It's not to run a welfare state and not to be the policeman of the world.
By far, Ron Paul drew the most loyal supporters to hold signs at USF last night. As a show of gratitude, Paul made a pit stop at the Copper Top Pub after the debate to express his thanks.
I did have a pretty good time tonight, and we got a couple points in. But the most important point was, if we had the vote between the 18 and the 30-year-olds, we'd be winning this election.
Yeah!
Expand our numbers, of course, but we need to make sure they don't take our internet away from us.
The next GOP presidential debate will be this Thursday in Jacksonville. The primary election is 1 week from today. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in Tampa.